This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, so we've done interest rates and housing. Now to complete the macroeconomic trifecta for today, the all-powerful consumer who is feeling much better about the economy these days. Thank you very much. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index, we learned this morning, hit its highest level in 2 years, yet another sign the vibe session may be ending. Of course, everybody vibes with the economy differently. So we had Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall take a look at exactly which consumers are feeling better about this economy right now.
In this diverse country, Don Moore with UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business says any measure of consumer confidence is going to
oversimplify the rich and complicated reality.
The complicated reality he sees from the Bay Area.
Our booming economy has meant runaway housing prices that mean gentrification and a lot of longtime residents being pushed out of their apartments.
He also says partisanship colors how consumers feel about the economy as people turn to fewer neutral news sources.
Americans tend to live in more politically polarized echo chambers. Their sense of the economy is driven to a greater extent than it has in the past by their political partisanship.
Even so, the Consumer Confidence Index for January found growing confidence among all age groups, especially folks 55 and over. John Diamond is with Bryce University.
They're sitting on a lot of assets.
Often interest-bearing assets.
They get the benefit of higher interest rates and having a stock of assets and earning interest on those assets and then seeing prices come down, I think has given them a little more certainty about how long their retirement savings will last.
The index also showed every income bracket became more confident, except for people making more than $125,000.
There's no obvious signs of weakness.
Aditya Bhave is with Bank of America Global Research, which tracks consumer spending internally.
Lower income households are seeing faster spending growth on a year-over-year rate than higher income households.
With lower inflation and higher wages, people are slowly feeling better about how far they can stretch their paychecks. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.